So the meaning of that is this, you know, when someone, I come to Sister Khalila telling her, Salamu alaykum Sister Khalila, I want to tell you about sister, she will tell me, Sister Mona, for example, I love you for the sake of Allah. You know, some nice words at the beginning. MashaAllah, I feel that you are very sincere, sister. Change the topic. I want to tell you that today, you know, while I was coming to the masjid, the road was not good and it was, change the topic. Don't allow the person or me, for example, to talk about any other one. If I insist, okay, don't be shy. Tell her, Sister Mona, I learned that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the backbiter and the listener are co-partner in sin. And I know that you are excellent and you don't know this hadith. So let us practice this hadith together. Don't tell to me anything about anyone. And also I will not tell you. Okay, try to be, you know, nice, okay, in order to deviate, you know, the attention of that person and not to make her to feel, you know, that you are hurting her feelings. Okay, but at the same time, and believe me, I am doing like this. Sometimes, some of the sisters get upset with me. Okay, to tell you the truth, I don't care. Okay, because I fear Allah. I don't want anyone to give me her sins. Okay, I am striving for the sake of Allah day and night. Then all the good deeds which I will collect in during the day, I will sit with one sister half an hour, she will give me sins equal to my good deeds. In spite of the fact I didn't say anything. And what is the benefit of mentioning about that sister? Do. What is the benefit? She will change. She will never change. Just try to think it over. When the people sit together and keep on biting, there is any benefit from this? The person whom they are mentioning his name or her name, he will never change. Okay? He doesn't know about this. You know, discussion. So why? Before doing any deed, you know, again, it is the sincerity. Before doing any deed or saying any word, ask yourself, what is my intention? So if I am living my life with the sincerity and the intention, before opening my mouth to say to Sister Khalila about sister so and so, I will tell to myself, Mona, wake up. This is forbidden in Islam. In Ramadan and also not in Ramadan, all the time. Don't say any word about any sister. This is a sin. You are a sinner. Stop talking. Stop. Okay? So this is how I have to teach myself the good manners. Okay? It is forbidden in Islam. It is a sin. You want to be a sinner? Okay? And what benefit you will get? Okay? And also remember that when we will mention the name of one of the sisters, it is as if we are eating her meat. Okay? Just, I don't want to tell you this example while we are fasting, okay, because it is very difficult, but just keep it in mind. If someone now will come and tell you, for example, Sister Khalila, I want to tell you about Sister Mona. For example, tell to yourself, now I will imagine that Sister Mona is dead, and we are cutting her meat and her blood, and we are eating it. Eating the meat of the dead person. Why? Yes, this is mentioned in the Quran. You want to know the verse of the Quran about this? So now let us learn from the Quran about those whom they have the act of backbiting the people. Okay, it is in Surah number 49, verse number 12. A'udhu billah. Verse number 12. 12, 1, 2. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم.
O you who believe, avoid much suspicion. Indeed, some suspicions are sin. And spy not, neither backbite one another. Would you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You would hate it. So hate backbiting and fear Allah. Verily, Allah is the one who forgives and accepts repentance, most merciful.
Okay. active. So I think now, for the sake of Allah, keep this verse clear for every one of us, and always try. Actually, I was sometimes, you know, attending some meetings, and some of the sisters, they were having this, you know, habit of backbiting. So I once told them, because I mentioned it to myself, let me imagine that person, you know, that she is dead, and now we are cutting her liver and cutting her heart and cutting her legs and her hands and eating it. Okay, and the blood is coming all over and coming to our stomach and to our body and all of this. Who can eat the limbs of a dead sister? Okay, because we want to backbite her. Why? Why? If you love her, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't love her, fear Allah. That's it, simple rule. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, sisters, because now I am an old woman, all praise to Allah, with a lot of experience in life. Always know that every one of us is having a trial or a difficult situation in her life. This is the test of the worldly life. So have the sympathy and the feeling towards every human being. Okay, don't have any feeling of hate or revenge or this and that. No, your hatred or whatever. You are having the goal of pure spirit. The pure spirit is full of good manners. Okay, even if I did bad deed towards you, or if I am harsh with you, or I hurt your feeling once, tell to yourself, maybe Sister Mona today is under a lot of pressure. Maybe Sister Mona is having very big problem. Because I always believe that she is trying to be a nice person. Have this rule for everyone, with your husband, with your parents, with your neighbors, with your kids, always, sisters, and this is the reality. Try to believe life is not easy. Life is full of trials. Sometimes the trials are pressurizing, you know, the nervous system or the feelings. So I am frustrated. So someone will tell me, Salaamu Alaikum, why you are late? I will tell her, none of your business. You see, I didn't mean it, but because, you know, I am fully occupied with my problem. I don't have the space in my spirit. So let us have this rule in our life. Every one of us is under pressure. Every one of us is having a trial because we are living a test. So let us sympathize. Let us love. Okay, when you will have a heart full of sympathy to everyone, you will be always in a good mood because you are never angry. When someone will come and tell me, Sister Mona, did you notice that sister, she didn't tell you Assalamu Alaikum? Why? I tell her, I will go and tell her Assalamu Alaikum, because I am sure maybe she has a problem and she is under a lot of pressure. What is the problem? I love her for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the manners of Islam. Okay? So for the sake of Allah, sister, if you want to not to hear anything which Allah doesn't like, don't participate in any act of backbiting and don't listen. And suppose, again, another excuse. If I come and tell you, Sister Khalila, I want to tell you, Sister Mona, it is too late for me. I have to leave. I have to go to my house. Don't give me any chance to say anything. Sister Mona, I want to go to do wudu. Sister Mona, I want to pray. I have a very important phone call to do it. Allah knows that you are excusing because you don't want to have a sin. Allah knows. You are not lying. Okay? And do the deeds which you mentioned. Make a phone call. Go home. Do wudu. Do any deed, but break this talk. Don't allow her to say anything. Accordingly, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, don't agree to listen to backbiting and lying, and forget about listening to any arguing and any words which Allah doesn't like. Next, you have to keep all your limbs and organs away from sin. Keep your hands and feet from reprehensible deeds. That is to say, don't go to meeting where there is backbiting, lying, and other bad deeds. And don't use your hands to eat haram food or to earn haram money. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, how many of those who fast get nothing from fasting but hunger and thirst? Again and again. Okay? And next is that if you want to have the pure spirit in the month of Ramadan and to fast the true real fasting and to have piety, avoid overeating. It has become the custom to stock up for Ramadan with all kinds of food stuff, so that more is consumed in Ramadan than any other month of the year. Actually, this is what is going on in our back countries. It has to be believed that the object of fasting is to experience hunger. This is the object of fasting, okay? And to control desire in order to reinforce the soul in piety, okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Also, don't try to sleep all the day, okay? Many people whom they are fasting, okay, they decide to sleep, for example, from 10 o'clock in the morning, okay? From 10 o'clock in the morning, from 10 o'clock in the morning until, for example, 5 p.m. Because this year we will eat at 7:30. What can I do? I am looking forward for the chicken. I am looking forward for the steak. I am looking forward for the cake. It is in my eyes, in my ears, in my everything. I have only one way. I will escape by sleeping. So you didn't leave the fasting. You didn't experience the hunger. You didn't have the purity of spirit. This is opposite the goal of fasting. Okay, the goal of fasting is to live exactly the normal activities while I am having the pure spirit. I am forgetting completely. If they will bring for me now all the food and all the drink, it will not have any effect on my spirit, because I have the pure spirit. My spirit is directed now to the good deeds. I am trying all my ways to have the pure spirit. Now I am thinking how I will read Quran, how I will pray Taraweeh, whom I will visit in the month of Ramadan. The food has no meaning for me. All praise to Allah, because I have the pure spirit during the month of Ramadan. I am fasting the real fasting, which means that food and drink and desires have no meaning for me in this month. So when I break my fast, I will just eat little because I am not so hungry. You get my point? I was not looking forward for the minute to start eating. Okay? So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is regarding the eating, also regarding the sleeping. Okay? Try to use the time. If you will sleep during the month of Ramadan, how you will recite the Quran? How you will listen to the good knowledge which you will learn? Okay? And also, when you will do your good deeds, okay, with sincerity, it will be multiplied by 70. Okay, in the month of Ramadan, every good deed is rewarded by 70. So when I will drop my daughter to the school at 7:30 in the morning while I am fasting and it is a very long day, oh Allah, it is a sincere deed for your sake. When I will cook the food for a sincere deed for your sake. When I will come to give the class in the masjid, sincere deed for your sake. When I will clean the house while I am fasting, okay, I will tell to Allah, oh Allah, I will not stop any good deed. You will reward me by multiplication. And I am feeling and I have the experience of hunger. I want to feel it so that my soul will be purified. Not sleeping, then eating more than the normal days. That's it, subhanAllah. Okay, so try to be awake during the day and do your normal activities so that you enjoy fasting. Number 6. Regarding how to have a pure spirit and how to fast properly in the month of Ramadan, look at God, that is to say at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with fear and hope. This is very important. After the fast has been broken, the heart should swing like a pendulum between fear and hope. For everyone doesn't know if the fast is accepted or not. This is how one should be at the end of any act of worship one performs. When you pray and you finish prayer, okay, you do to dua to Allah, oh Allah, I hope that you will accept my prayer because I am not sure that I was so sincere and this is the best prayer which I am supposed to do. When you break your fast, you have to be still in that mood. Oh Allah, I tried my best through the day not to say any bad word and not to listen to anything which you don't like. And I tried to have purity of my spirit. But still, oh Allah, I am having the feeling of fear that you will... So that you will still be in the feeling of piety. Because the problem is that some of the Muslims, I don't want to say most of the Muslims, when they break their fast, they start to feel so much relief from the pressure of fasting. Now, let me watch the television. Let me, you know, enjoy all kinds of food and drink. Give me the phone. Whatever I didn't say in the 12 hour, I will say it in half an hour. Yes, very quickly. I want to enjoy so that tomorrow I will make the act of fasting. You see, this is if I feel Allah that, oh Allah, I am not still sure that my fasting was accepted, so I will never change my state of purity of the spirit. After I will break my fast and I pray Maghrib prayer and I clean my kitchen for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important. Do your responsibility. There are some sisters whom they say, I will not clean much in the month of Ramadan. No! Muslims are clean. Immediately after you eat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, immediately after you break your fast and you pray and you eat, okay, immediately clean your kitchen. And then tell to yourself, now I am in a better shape. I eat and drink. I have, food and drink. Now I can recite the Quran with more concentration. Okay, now I can have more knowledge, okay, related to my religion. Have the month of Ramadan totally deviated to the knowledge of the Islam. Okay, for the sake of yourself. Okay. So in conclusion, it is the reality of fasting in Ramadan, the goal of the month of Ramadan, to occupy yourself with good deeds after training it to control its desire and to leave evil. Now inshallah, we pray to Allah that we will succeed inshallah to leave the month of Ramadan according to what we explained. Now inshallah, I will mention to you what reward you will have for all these good deeds, which we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help and to support every one of us and all the Muslims to do it. Because without the help and support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none will be able to do any good thing. Okay? Actually, one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, tell me of an action by which I may enter paradise. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting, there is nothing like it. Okay? In this hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam singled out fasting when asked about a deed that leads the one who do it to the best reward, which is the paradise. Now we will learn about the virtues of fasting from the Quran and the Sunnah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every action of the son of Adam is given manifold reward, each good deed receiving 10 times its like up to 700 times. Each good deed you do it in this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply it 10 times up to 700. And this is also mentioned in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah. Okay? Allah the Most High said, except for fasting, Allah is saying, for it is for me and I will give recompense for it. This is the sincerity of the fasting. It is for him. Okay? And so he will be the one to give recompense for it. Allah is saying about the person fasting that the person fasting leaves off his desires and his food for me. You see, this is the reality. You left everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad continuing, for the fasting person, there are two times of joy. A time when he breaks his fast and a time of joy when he meets his Lord. Always remind yourself with these two times of joy. Tell to yourself while you are fasting, at any time of the day when you feel so weak, when you feel the day is very long, oh Allah, I am so exhausted, tell to yourself, my spirit, remember the day of judgment. Remember the joy of the day of judgment. My spirit, remember how much reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you for that fasting. And also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the smell coming from the mouth of the fasting person is better with Allah than the smell of the misk. The misk is the best smell over the earth. Also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, indeed there is a gate of paradise called Ar-Rayyan. This is the name of the gate. On the day of resurrection, those who fast will enter through it. No one enters it except for them. Who enters it will drink And whoever drinks will never become thirsty. You see, subhanAllah. It is again related to drinking and thirsty. Okay? In this life, you fast for the sake of Allah. Okay? And you have the feeling that, oh Allah, I feel thirsty. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make those whom they feel that feeling, thirsty, in the worldly life for His sake, He will make them only to enter the paradise from that gate, and they will drink, okay, while they are in, and they will never feel thirsty again. Subhanallah. You know, something which we need to reflect on in order to evaluate it probably, actually. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, fasting is a shield with which a servant protects himself from the fire. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of judgment, fasting will say, oh my Lord, I prevented him from food and desires, so accept my intercession for him. Always remind yourself during the days of the month of Ramadan and the nights of the month of Ramadan, my spirit, the fasting will intercede for us on the day of judgment. My spirit, this is a great opportunity for the day of judgment. My spirit, let us have this, you know, to be in our record in the day of judgment. When you will remind your spirit all the time with all these blessings of the fasting, you will love fasting. You will love the month of Ramadan, inshallah. Also, fasting is a means for one's sins to be forgiven. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, he who fasts Ramadan out of faith and hoping for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his past sins are forgiven. This is very important reality which every one of us has to be aware of. The meaning of this is that you must have sincerity in your intention regarding the fasting of the month of Ramadan. This has to be very clear in your spirit. If you want all your sins to be forgiven in the month of Ramadan, this is something, the greatest blessing in the life of every true believer is what? To have all his sins, my sins to be forgiven. I'm striving to do more good deeds so that I will have all my sins to be, to replace for my sins. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me an opportunity during the month of Ramadan, if you will have sincere intention, oh Allah, I am fasting for your sake, okay, out of belief, hoping only for your reward, Allah will forgive my sins. All praise to Allah. All I will fast, I will feel the sincerity in every minute. Because I want to be sure that inshallah at the end of the month, inshallah all my past sins are forgiven. Why this is very important? Because maybe I will die soon after the end of month of Ramadan. So I will die without any sins. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the blessings of the month of Ramadan, subhanallah. Also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there are in the month of Ramadan, in every day and night, those to whom Allah grants freedom from the fire. And there is a joy for every Muslim, a supplication which he can make and will be granted. This is the supplication at the time of breaking of the fasts. Okay, when the time of Maghrib prayer comes and the Shaykh will say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, before you eat, okay, you say, oh Allah, to you was my fasting, okay, Allahumma inni laka sumt, wa ala rizqika aftart, and oh, I am breaking my fast on your provision, oh Allah, I am looking for this and that and this and that and this and this and this and this to be for me. Supplication. Then you break your fast. Inshallah, this supplication will be accepted. Okay, so use this opportunity. 30 accepted supplication in the month of Ramadan. What is better than this? Write 30, hopes for you. And in every day of Ramadan, say, number one, number two, number three. This is the way. Another way, say as more as you can. Oh Allah, I want to be the people of the paradise. Oh Allah, I want to be forgiven in Ramadan. Oh Allah, I want my kids to have heads. Oh Allah, I want my husband to be. Oh Allah, I want to have this. Oh Allah, I want you to save me from the trials. Oh Allah, I want to rememorize the whole Quran. Oh Allah, I want to. Oh Allah, oh Allah. This is how you will feel, okay, the pleasure of the fasting, because at the end of this difficult day, inshallah, I will have an accepted supplication, which the acceptance of this supplication will give me the kind of joy and pleasure which will compensate for all the difficult minutes of the fasting. You get my point? Every one of us now, if someone will come and tell me, Sister Mona, what is one of your hopes? Suppose one of my hopes is, for example, to do Hajj, for example, okay? So someone will tell me, what you want to pay to do so for that supplication to be answered? I will say, I want to pay whatever I have, but I want my supplication to be answered. The answer is, fast one day in the month of Ramadan with sincerity. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer your supplication. But the most important is the sincerity. For the sake of Allah, the sincerity in every good deed, the purity of the spirit to be away from any evil and to control your desires. Okay? Next. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the fasting person will be among the true followers of the prophets. A man came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Messenger of Allah, what if I testify that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and that you are the Messenger of Allah, and I observe the five prayers, and I pay the zakat, and I fast and stand in prayer in Ramadan? Then among whom I will shall I be? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, amongst the true followers of the prophets. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be very little on the day of judgment. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us with those very little, the true believers, the followers of the prophets. Fasting is a shield against one's desires. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Yus, O Yus, whoever amongst you is able to marry, then let him do so, since it restrains the eyes and protects the private parts. And he who is unable, then let him fast, because it is a shield for him. Once we realize the greatness of the fasting, we must try our best in performing it with sincerity so that it will be accepted. So let us all have this intention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, for you only I will forget about my desires which I like, and for you only I will control all my senses, my vision, my hearing, my speaking, and I will have good manners, and I will try to do the good deeds as I can, recitation of the Quran, giving charity and helping the needy. O Allah, I am looking for your pleasure and your reward only in the month of Ramadan. Record this. Before doing any of Ramadan, try to separate yourself completely from anything and from everything and from any problem. Just try to feel that, Allah, I am fasting for your sake, and I am doing dua for you. I want to feel very close to you, O Allah. This is the aim of my supplication. Okay? O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, and from a change in your protection, and from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, and from the torment of the grave, and from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, truly we have wronged ourselves, and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offsprings comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make us sincere in every act and every deed in the month of Ramadan, and to accept all our deeds for your sake only. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and your favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.